Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Veen. Folks, a long week last week, to say the least. Again, as you know, we left on Friday. Sunday, we preached in Brookville, Wisconsin. That night, we drove to Michigan. The next day, we preached at Grand Rapids, a GR church. The next day, we went to Traverse City. We preached there that night. And then Wednesday, we were in Muskegon. We preached there that night. Then we drove across the state. And then on Saturday, we preached at Rochester. We woke up at about 2 o'clock in the morning. We went to bed, woke up. We drove about 45 minutes, did two services in that of Plymouth, Michigan. After we did that, we drove a 3 to 4 hour trip to Ohio, where we ended up preaching there that night. It was an individual that is actually running for the gubernatorial candidacy there in Ohio, and I'm really glad we took the time to do that. And then last night, after the service on Saturday, we woke up. I drove 11 hours to get back home because we're not flying anymore, because we're not playing the Gestapo game here with the Nazis. And we're back in the saddle, friends, to say the least, and we're getting all geared up again to do it next month. And we have been doing this for about 23 years now because we believe that we can do it. Again, I'm not telling you this for accolade. I'm just telling you that we are spinning our wheels in every direction. Most people say, well, I'm burning the candle at both ends. It's like, no. You ain't got nothing on this ministry. And we are out here and doing what we do because, again, the people are worth it. The heart of God is men. Jesus said in Matthew 4:19 that if you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. You're not fishers of men. You can rest assured, friends, you're not saved from your sin. If you have no desire for others to be saved, it's because you yourselves are not saved, said Charles Spurgeon. And he's exactly right. That is the fruit of Christianity, and it is the heart of God, is to seek and save that which is lost. The Great Commission, Luke 19:10, Mark 16:15. I want to get to this really quick. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, overview. There is a reason, by the way, for the people calling this the fastest hour on radio, because we're covering so much, and it's the important stuff. It's the stuff that needs to be covered, friends, until these criminals that are pushing this propaganda and this pandemic are held accountable for their crimes, and we're going to continuously do so. Read Amos 5:24 when you get a moment. But up until then, let's start the show, and what I want to do is I want to show you this. Notice how the mainstream media is calling the protesters at RFK's protest, which, by the way, it was reported that thousands, again, the mainstream media wants to belittle the efforts of the American people concerning those that are standing against the tyrants, when it wasn't just thousands, friends. It was hundreds of thousands of people attended RFK's protest against that of the tyrannies taking place through this whole pandemic. But look what they reported, because the mainstream media is now calling you, if you're not a partaker of their game here, their dangerous game that they're playing as well, they call you the anti-vaxxers, right? And this is what they do. If you're not pro-abortion, then you're anti-pro-abortion, right? They always want to demean you. Americans, why do you let these people do this kind of stuff? Why do you let these people set the narrative? Again, consider the source. But here's the headline on one of these propaganda outlets called The Independent. It states, anti-vax rally. Anti-vax, like, that's a bad thing, right? Latest, outrage at RFK Jr. Holocaust comments at the vaccine mandate opponents gathering in D.C. Let me just say this. You have watched on social media platforms here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Holocaust survivors, just about a week and a half ago, Kitty, we did an event with her up there in Georgia, and we ended up doing the event with her. But what she did is she took the time to tell the American people in Georgia about 10 years ago, I believe it was in 2013, so about 8 years ago, she was telling the American people that America is marching to the same drum as the Nazis did. Okay, and then I showed you a video the same day of another Holocaust survivor that said what's going on in America is exactly what they did under Adolf Hitler's regime and the Third Reich, trying to establish a new world order. And she had said that it was a epidemic, an infectious epidemic. And what they did is they basically took all of those that didn't go along with the agenda concerning the times and days of that of Adolf Hitler, and they did the same thing there as they're doing here. Their last call was for your safety as the Gestapo stripped the people of their God-given rights to stand up against the tyrants. And keep in mind, it was the Gestapo going around asking for the papers, their walking papers. Listen to what I'm telling you, America, because it's happening here today. But what's also interesting to note is this Holocaust survivor said it's the same thing that they did in Germany, is same thing as what they're doing in America today concerning those that have not gotten the vaccinations. They're blaming those that haven't gotten the vaccinations for those that have. And again, we understand how the devil plays this, right? Revelation 13:17, the accuser of the brethren. And if you just go to Joseph Goebbels, he'll rightly tell you the truth, friends, when he blurts it out in his confusion. The fact of the matter is you accuse others of what you're guilty of, and it's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they've done. So going to this headline, the latest outrage at RFK Jr. Holocaust comments at vaccine mandates, and their opponents gathering in D.C., at the Holocaust Museum Center. Hey, folks, he's trying to prevent that from ever happening again. Is anybody paying attention to the details? You, again, Americans, need to understand that the mainstream media, what they're telling you, the opposite is true, and the whole hour is going to be spent on just that. Once again, exposing to you, friends, what the narrative is, and those that are pushing the narratives as to how they're lying every given step of the way. And really what this comes down to, friends, is a precipitation of war, and it's a provocation of war at every given step. And I want to show you how far some of these people have gone, and I can tell you right now, and I can predict some of these outcomes if you'd like me to. Some of these guys are playing such a game, a dangerous game, that sooner or later, they're going to get it. They're just going to get it. And guess what? For those bad guys listening to me right now, your masters don't care if you get it. They'll just find someone else to replace you, dummies. We're going to take a quick break, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click on, go to the top of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com and join us on SOL Radio Live, a live feed from Rumble. You can actually watch it on sonsoflibertymedia.com. So the search is all over with. Also check us out on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So let's get this show going, okay? I was just telling you during the last segment here, friends, that all of you guys that are just kind of like doing your job, you know, all of you useful idiots that don't understand history as to, you know, you working for the tyrants right now because you think everything's going your direction. Well, you can rest assured, as I've said before so many times, the history of mankind teaches that you can only oppress a people for so long before they stand up. And as I'm thinking of that now, I'm going to go over to Exodus. And I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about in the book of Exodus, because when you go to that of verse 10, it said, you know, the king that didn't know the children of Israel was afraid that the people were going to basically populate in such a fashion to overtake the king and those of the Pharaoh. Well, so what he meant to do is he meant to set more taskmasters over them, the bad guys, right? But what they didn't realize is the more that they afflicted them, the more they multiplied them. And that is found in verse 10, Exodus 1, through verse 12. So check it out when you get a moment. It's exactly what's happening. But again, what I want to tell you here is, as George Whitefield rightly said, all politics aimed at the church will end in self-destruction. I'm speaking to the bad guys right now again. And just to prove the point of history that when they're done using you, those that are telling you to lie and steal and kill, just like their father and just like your father, John 8:44, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2, they'll line you up against the wall and they take you out first. Well, you say that will never happen. I know that. Keep in mind, these are the people promising you something that they're telling you concerning your security, your job, future, so on and so forth. But also keep in mind, they're the ones telling you to lie, steal, and kill. Okay. And again, in the present, look what's happening here. Natural News just reported bioterrorism at the highest levels. Listen carefully, all of you bad guys. U.S. government caught targeting red states, okay, with deadlier batches of COVID vaccines. Wow. Wow. So who are they targeting? The people that they've used to get to the point of where they're at today. Isn't that insane? Man, speaking of bad guys, did you guys see this one? This Macron in France, I'm telling you, friends, it's just a matter of time. This is the guy that said his whole objective was to basically make the unvaccinated mad. And you can rest assured not a one of them have taken the experimental drugs because they know what the side effects are. Don't fool yourselves into believing otherwise, friends. But look at this, brand new. USnews.com states France now restricts unvaccinated from restaurants and other venues. Does that sound familiar? Oh, and speaking of the fact that he knows exactly what he's doing, I want to take you over to the European Union, which, by the way, was created by America after World War II. Because they're trying to do their best to establish a global order. Also keep in mind as to who supports, through taxpayers' dollars, these organizations that mean to bear rule over. You see, friends, what they're trying to do is they're trying to create a world without God. That's just never going to happen. I'm happy to tell you. Just never going to happen. I mean, 5,000, 6,000 years later, have they succeeded? No. Did you hear me, church? Have they succeeded? No. They just have not succeeded. Okay, regardless of how much you want to give them power through your mouths, you know, the power of life and death is in the tongue. You give more power to the enemy than you to the very God that has given you the victory for 6,000 years now. Wow, I don't know how that works. Oh, that's right. It doesn't work. Let me go over and take you to the European Union. You're not going to understand a thing this guy has to say, but I do want you to understand. I will do my best to narrate through it. In essence, what he is doing is calling out Macron over there, the president of France, for killing his own people. Did you hear that on the mainstream media? Did you hear that during the break, friends? Absolutely not. That's why you have sonsoflibertyradio.com and yours truly. Hey, check this out, folks. Check this out.
Poštovana predsjednice, poštovane kolege, dragi građani Europske
unije. He's greeting everybody in the European Union.
Macron.
And he goes to Macron right away.
Na brojna ukidanja i ograničenja građanskih prava i sloboda.
Okay, so I'm just going to take this. I'm going to take this in stride. He said, considering many restrictions of citizens' rights and freedoms, he's talking to Macron, in France during the pandemic. Okay?
Ja vas molim samo
jedno. I ask you only one thing. While presiding over the EU, do everything exactly the opposite of what you're doing in France, okay? While presiding over the EU, do everything exactly the opposite, are you listening, Isaiah 5:20, of what you're doing in France, he goes on. On the other hand, he says, today you said that you are proud there is no death penalty in Europe.
Da ste ponosni što u Evropi ne postoji smrtna kazna. Desetine.
He said tens of thousands of citizens have died due to vaccine side effects. Oh my goodness. How many times do their lives need to be unearthed and uncovered? Luke 12:2. This is happening at the European Union. the president of France, Macron's attacking his people, just came out with new restrictions all over again, says it's his objective to make the unvaccinated mad. He used a different word, but I'm not going to use it. And now he's being called out for committing crimes against his own people. This individual at the EU right now, as he's addressing him in front of everybody else, says tens of thousands of citizens have died due to vaccine side effects. I'm going to let him finish.
Suća građana su preminule od posljedica cijepljenja.
He said mandatory vaccinations represent death penalty and its execution for many citizens. Do you want me to say that again, Americans? Mandatory vaccinations represent death penalty and its execution for many citizens. This individual is addressing Macron. For those that are on social media platforms, you can see him doing so. But again, did you hear this on the mainstream media? Absolutely not. Just the opposite.
Predstavlja smrtnu kaznu i istovremeno izvršenje smrtne kazne za brojne građane. To mora ostati.
He said that has to remain a choice for every citizen. It's up to the people. Of course, it always has been, and by God, it always will be.
Izbor svakog građana. Ubojstvo.
He said murder is murder. This happening at the European Union, where this individual stands up, has the floor, calls out Macron for murder against his own people. Do you think that's not happening in Germany and in France and all over the world? Of course it is. But why is it 3 years later that we're beginning to hear this? Well, because I believe a lot of people on the inside understand the degree that the bad guys want to go, namely the devil as their father. I'll finish it out. Those of you who don't know that and haven't educated yourselves, he says, take a look at the official data of the European Health Organization, the EMA. He said, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so did we all get that? I just wanted to make sure that we all got that. This happening again at the European Union, where those that are advocating and pushing forth the agenda are called murderers by their other colleagues. He's telling everybody to get educated concerning the data, the same data that we've been giving you every step of the way since the beginning of this pandemic. Every step of the way, we have continuously showed you, Americans, as to what in fact is happening. When I come back, I'm going to go to Israel. I'm going to show you what's happening in McDonald's there. As you well know, friends, the mainstream media wants you to believe that they're just going along to get along. Netanyahu was removed and impeached by his people for treason, for pushing the pandemic. Well, another one was installed right behind Netanyahu, only to do the same thing. They called it, 75% of those in Israel called it, the vaccine holocaust. Look at how they're pushing forth measures regardless of the will of the people according to the law. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. We have no intention of putting American forces or NATO forces in Ukraine. But as I said, there are going to be serious economic consequences if he moves.
President Biden talking to reporters on a shopping trip regarding Ukraine. Roughly 8,500 U.S. troops are on standby for possible deployment to Eastern Europe and the Baltic region. They would join troops from other NATO allies. Hospitals continue to struggle against the COVID Omicron surge that's prompting moves from the Biden administration. HHS is releasing an additional $2 billion from the Provider Relief Fund for hospitals and other medical service providers. $9 billion was released from the fund last month. This is USA Radio News. A Navy fighter jet crashes during a carrier landing in the South China Sea.
An in-flight mishap took place aboard a U.S. aircraft carrier in the South China Sea. The pilot of a F-35 jet ejected as his jet crashed onto the deck of the USS Carl Vinson aircraft carrier Monday. The incident injured seven on board, including the pilot. As for the F-35, the status of the recovery is in progress. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Northeast is bracing for the possibility of an intense winter storm. The National Weather Service warns New York and Boston, Providence and Portland, Maine, and other areas could see blizzard-like conditions late Friday into early Saturday. The Big Apple could get a foot or more of snow. Residents are being warned that coastal flooding also could take place, with winds driving ocean water and waves into the shore. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe on the right side. You'll see social media platforms on the top of the page now, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Again, would love to hear from you. What are your thoughts, friends? 1-866-582-9933. As the world is in protest, Americans are back at the football games. Yeah, all right. Back at the movie theaters and doing the same things they did before because they think it's all over with. Well, the world suffers to the nth degree. As the world looks to the American people to stand up and be the beacon of light that God has called them to be, nope, they're back to normal, aren't they? You are sadly mistaken. It's coming again, friends. You can rest assured. It's coming again. You can rest assured. I'm showing you Melbourne, Australia. I'm showing you right now on social media platforms that of the United Kingdom, of course, the UK, Australia, Belgium, Croatia. Look at this, folks. I mean, it's not like one or two people out there. Nope, they're in Rome, and they are protesting. They are standing in defiance concerning what Americans are tolerating. Anybody paying attention to what's going on in your backyard, how your governors are slowly rolling out these vaccine mandates? Which are already, which are and have been over and over again struck down by federal judges across the United States because it's completely unconstitutional. Enjoy your football game. Enjoy your favorite movie, friends, because it's almost all gone, right? Those are the people that sit around doing nothing that deserve not the freedoms in which men sacrifice to give themselves to give. We live under them who died for us. And in this particular case, we live under the Christ who died on Calvary, bleeding the battlefield red to wash us from our own sins, as he was and is the propitiation of the sins of mankind. And I'm thinking about 1 John 1:2. I'm also thinking about Revelation 1:5. The list goes on. But again, I'm showing videos on social media platforms right now of the world, different countries all over the world, standing up against what the American people are standing down to. Not all of us, not all of us, just so you know. I don't want to take away hope from those that are actually in the fight. I appreciate our fellow soldiers in so many different ways. Now, what I want to do is I want to go over to Israel. Now, keep in mind, as I was teeing it up during the last break, right before the last segment, the end of the last segment, as to what's going on in Israel, everything's being done by force there. Remember at the beginning of the pandemic, 75% of the people stood up and said they will not take the vaccine. They called it the vaccine Holocaust, so they all the well know as to what Hitler did, how he did it, because they're doing it there. And they're only going to do what you let them get away with, friends, right? Well, let's go over to Israel and see what's happening at a local McDonald's. Because this is already happening, by the way, in Boston and in New York. I can suspect that it's only going to go so far, but it's still the point that it's still happening. And rest assured, when it does stop, you know what the American people are going to do? They're going to forget those perpetrators that are perpetuating the crimes against them, so they can do it on a later date, right? That's about as ignorant as it gets right there. But we'll just keep rolling here. This is in Israel.
All right. We are at McDonald's in the big fashion mall. And here's what happens. When you want to place your order on this screen over here, the way it works is like this. You click English. And now it says, in order to proceed with the order, you must confirm that you have a valid green certificate.
See this, friend? Show your papers at a McDonald's.
Don't have. Look at that. It blanks out the screen. So basically, if you don't have a green pass, they will not give you food at McDonald's in Beit Shemesh.
Wow.
Sounds like Nazi Germany.
Sure. See, boy, oh boy, it's amazing how we keep hearing that. And I'm not looking for this information. Hasn't the Lord have us on this track for years, friends? And look at this. Look how it's all transpiring. It's rolling out. It's evolving in front of us. That's why we listen to the warnings, friends, so it doesn't happen all over again. We learn from history, so in fact it doesn't repeat. Well, let me go to America. Let me shake you awake a little bit here. I'm going to go over to Attorney Tom Renz. We've had him on the radio before. I think he's doing some good stuff over there. And what he did is he had the opportunity to speak to some of these senators. And we want to see what he has to say as well. And by the way, I've heard this, and I think that you're probably going to want to hear as to what and whom is responsible for the crimes against humanity here in America. Pay close attention as to what Thomas Renz says to these said senators, because it applies to you.
Apparently one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, DOMPH, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and Flight Surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
Ten times. That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that
83,000 per year. I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on. injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And, Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have... let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021, Project Salus Weekly Report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date, and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of the unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests.
No, we shouldn't be thanking the Senator. I mean, we can do that in a cordial manner, but the fact of the matter, that's his job. And we hold them accountable. You know, I got to say that while I was playing this, I was watching some of the comments being left on social media platforms. And it's interesting how many of you make comments and how many of you take shots at those that are giving the information and those that are actually part of bringing about the resolve by sacrificing themselves. I'm just curious, some of you, what is it that you've done besides sit up in the bleachers and criticize everybody on the field for what they do and what they don't do? What is it that you do? I'm just curious. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We got Joshua calling in from New York. What say you, my friend?
So, okay, this is a very elaborate plan that they've been going. They've been working on it for a very long time. And I just seen a video of this woman, Lisa Hayden, who is a shill. And, but she's giving out, you know, she obviously has to tell some truth information. So she just got done posting a video. And video, supposedly, experts are stating that within the hours, 90 million will be dead because World War III is going to start. Now, here's the thing. These last 5-6 years, you know, they've been using the Antifa BLM people, gang stalker people, they're all the same thing, have been going overdrive on killing people, stalking them, and anyone that's not going with the obvious narrative of the elite, they've been killing if they can, all over. And now COVID's a good cover-up. But then it's going to be a bigger cover-up if they sit there and try to blame it on the war. You know what I mean? Like, if they go and cut off the power right before it, oh, Russia, we just started war with Russia. And then all these people that they've already killed off or have been killing, they can just blame on the war instead of the COVID-19. You see what I mean? And then try to get away with it.
Okay.
So you see where I'm going with that?
Yeah, Joshua, I mean, I don't think like you, man. I don't think like a majority of the American people. I think like, you know what? We know who the bad guys are. Let's deal with them. I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to sit here and spread fear of consequence of men. The Bible says it brings about a snare. I'm going to sit here and follow the Christ and lead the way. We know who the bad guys are, and we need to lawfully deal with them. I don't personally care what the bad guys are doing. Let them go ahead and test their steel, because they are. Everybody, as I've said, friends, and I say again, I have to in response to Joshua, you know what? You already know who all the bad guys are. Have you dealt with the bad guys? No. You sit there and spread all of their misinformation to continuously keep the people down. That's not what people are looking for. People are looking for courage. Because we know that men don't follow titles, they follow courage. And as Americans, especially Christians, we don't take fear. We don't take counsel from our fears. We live in such a fashion where the bad guys are worrying about how you're living your life. I don't really stinking care what they're doing, Joshua. They should be caring about what you're doing. So let's get busy, yeah? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. Gosh.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kathy from Minnesota. I thank God for the Sons of Liberty Radio Ministry. In a time where truth is hard to come by, I am confident that I can count on Bradley Dean. Bradley is not afraid to say the things that need to be said that others are shy away from. Thank you for courageously setting a biblical example for others to follow.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, as long as we know what the bad guys are doing and what their plans are, I mean, I hear it all day long. I see it on social media platforms all day long. Those that claim to be the good in the world are doing nothing but highlighting the crimes of those that they tolerate. They sound like a bunch of politicians, you know? They blame the gun, for example, instead of the one that pulls the trigger, committing the crime. So what do they want to do? They want to get rid of the gun rather than the one that pulled the trigger. It's the same thing with the American people. You all know who the bad guys are. 53 countries, you all know who the bad guys are. What the bad guys are doing right now is completely illegal. Are you lawless or are you righteous? Because if you're righteous, you're going to magnify that law, Isaiah 42:21, and you're going to go lawfully deal with the bad guys. Hey, folks, you're said presidents and you're said leaders, as you call them. We don't have leaders in this country. We have a representative government. But I'm going to say this. Across the world, your said self-proclaimed leaders and those senators and congressmen and representatives, America, outside of America, so on and so forth, they're not above the law. Does anybody understand history teaches us that as well? Folks, come on, let's wake up as to what's going on and take responsibility and deal with those that are breaking the law, period. Did you see in Denmark? They just abolished all pandemic measures. Did you see that? Oh, if you didn't, I want to show it to you really quick. Because here's a little good news for people that are actually standing up and fighting for their freedoms. Isn't it interesting, before I play this, isn't it interesting that the Lord said, keep my commandments in my judgments and my statutes to keep and to do them, right? This will be our wisdom in the sight of the nations, Deuteronomy 4:6. Read the Torah, friends. It's fantastic, and it's simple to understand, but it's the heart of God, and it's His government. And if we're His, we will establish the law through faith, not ceremonial, but moral, right? Romans 3:31. And what's interesting is, have you ever paid attention to the fact that of the people and concerning the fruit that they bear of those that do the fighting? Have you ever noticed that those, let me give you a particular. During the pandemic, remember when they attacked the churches illegally? Well, the churches never had a shutdown. If they shut down, it showed you who they were serving. They bowed the knee to Nebuchadnezzar rather than the other way around, right? And they reaped a curse. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. But did you know that for every church that stood up against the tyrannies of the pandemic, do you know that they won? There's the blessing, right? So the Lord is showing us right in front of our faces that if we're willing to fight, He's willing to give us what it is that we're willing to fight for. There is no other way. There is no other way. But you can see the blessings and the cursings right there. Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. Well, what is that? Do your homework. The blessings and the curses. Okay? So I want to go over to Denmark really quick, and I want you to check this out. They abolished all COVID measures.
Denmark abolishes all corona measures. This, you can find this at freedomfirstnetwork.com. Danish Parliament recently decided in Copenhagen that all corona measures should be ended from October 1. There will therefore no longer be a mask requirement and a test regime will be abolished. The Danes will then no longer have to provide evidence of whether they are vaccinated or unvaccinated, or whether they have tested positive or negative. All corona measures are being lifted in view of the increasing incidence figures in Denmark, reported RT Deutsch. Since the beginning of July, this value has risen from 31 to 107.2 as of August 8. At the same time, the upper limits of this corona indicator has increased significantly. At the same time, the incident limits are increased significantly in communities from 300 to 500 infected people within 7 days, in the districts from 500 to 1,000. However, the prerequisite is that an increasing number of COVID-19 patients doesn't...
Okay, I want to say this really quick, so those that don't think, let me think for you for a moment. I say that with my hand on your shoulder and a little slap on the back saying, let's get busy here and get educated. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. But do keep in mind, on the way out to Wisconsin just this last week, I had a friend that was an RN and is an RN, a registered nurse. And he had shared with me that, you know what, I went back, Bradley, and after 2.5 years of this pandemic, he goes, they just reverted back to influenza. He goes, I had my first influenza patients. What am I saying? They're reverting back to what this really is, a cold, a flu, influenza, whatever the case might be. You've been conditioned over the last 3 years to label, no matter if you have a runny nose, if you have a cold, if you have a flu, if you have influenza, to equate it to what? COVID. When in fact it has nothing to do with COVID. It's just the normal cycle of life. Someone asked me the other day, Bradley, so do you get sick? Almost every year I'll have a 2 or 3 day lay down period where it's just like something catches up to me. It's usually a cold. I'll get a little hot. A couple days later, I'm totally fine. I'm up out doing the stuff again, right? So that's all normal. But no matter what people get today, I was just at the grocery store this morning, and a lady said to me, you know what, my daughter just went in, and she got the PCR test, and she came back positive. I said, of course she came back positive. That's all bought and paid for. And then I shared with her concerning Business Insider and the information that they just so graciously reported, which I'm thankful that they did about 2 weeks ago, about how those administrators that administer the PCR test, they get paid to do it, right? And it's also interesting to note that doctors and nurses, well, guess what? If they admit you into the hospital, it has to be for coronavirus. So no matter what it is, even if your head's lopped off, they're going to admit you into the hospital for COVID. And people are too ignorant to figure out what I'm saying right now. So every little thing they get concerning ailments, what do? They revert back to what they're parroting from the mainstream media in Anthony Fauci and Billy Bob Gates, who wants to depopulate the planet. Shame on you and your ignorance. Period. Right? And then I told her, well, if they give you remdesivir, which shuts down your organs, you know, they get a bonus for that, too. I don't know if you knew this or not, I told her. And then I went on to say that if they put on the mechanical ventilator, they get a bonus for that. If they die, regardless of how they die, it's got to be equated to COVID. And if that's the case, they get a bonus. The coroner does. Do you understand? Do you understand why they had to censor free speech? Because if free speech wasn't censored, this would have survived no more than a week or two before it had been shut down. And we're still going on 3 years later, and you're still allowing governors to create vaccine passports in Boston and in New York. We've seen them begin to appear here in the state of Minnesota. It's going to get real here pretty soon, folks. I'm telling you. I'm like my brother. I got a fuse. You just light that fuse, and you just keep letting it go and letting it go and letting it go. Sooner or later, we're going to get busy, and we're going to deal with this stuff lawfully, because I am, quite frankly, sick and tired of the crimes of Keith Ellison, which we all knew was a criminal. He's got a criminal record, friends, from the base of his feet to the top of his short little stature. Tim Walz is a known Marxist. He's a criminal. He's a sellout. He's not even from Minnesota. He's from Nebraska. We had friends on, Shad Olson, a month and a half ago, that got on the show and said he went to China with them. He totally took on the whole Marxist trait, every sense of the word, the traits that were given unto him. The whole system of communism. Gosh, friends. Folks, you got to quit pretending with these people as if they don't mean what they say. I mean, even for the American people today to stand down in the face of what's going on, all the well knowing there is a genocide happening right now. I was just in Michigan. I cannot tell you how many stories I heard from families saying, I lost my husband. I get a phone call from a woman in California. She asked me if I wanted to jump on a radio program. She just lost her husband from COVID, she said. I had to set her straight. She said it's also interesting, there's this reoccurring theme, it's all of our husbands, she said. They're getting rid of the men, she said. She said, don't you think that is interesting? Do you think that's by chance? No. They're attacking the military. Is that by chance? Absolutely not. My goodness. Whoa. So, here again, Denmark abolishes all pandemic measures. Good for them. Good for them. I suspect that they figured out what this is all about. And here, I'll give you one more thing on the way outside of the show. It's a perfect segue. Check this out.
Welcome to the COVID memorial.
It's a graveyard, friends. All these sticks.
Some of the people who have died after receiving the vaccine.
All those sticks you see at that graveyard are brand new graves.
Dead babies. Whose mothers
look at your obituaries in the paper, friends.
Dead babies,
a little bizarre.
Vaccinated and then continue to breastfeed. Children dead within 4 to 8 weeks.
Children dead 4 to 8 weeks.
Mother, otherwise perfectly healthy.
After mama was vaccinated.
People dying on the same day or within days of the vaccine.
Yep.
Some it takes a little longer.
Yep.
And let's not forget that many of these.
And I guarantee you, friends, these are the people that didn't believe
the
media.
Vaccine. They were coerced with threat of losing their job or not being allowed access to
public
space.
Yeah, so should we just let this go? Hey, folks, if you're waiting for justice, it's only going to come from you. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.